In celebration of the super full moon in Sagittarius, I am bringing out the crystals and cannabis while offering sound healing meditation music and a card reading. And I have something special to share with you guys. Hello, royal divine beings of love and light. Hello, creators. My name is Nikitra Barard. You're tuned into the Creative Album Podcast, a virtual digital space to be yourself, explore, create the life of your dreams. I talk about spirituality, transformation, healing, arts, and so much more on this podcast. And this episode is quite special. I am celebrating the super, super full moon in Sagittarius. I had a candlelit dinner to myself. I have a beautiful, the most amazing view of the full moon right now. The sky is clear. I am up at nighttime when I'm usually preparing for bed or going to sleep, but I took a nap earlier, so I'm probably going to be up all through the night. But I have something special to share with you guys, and I want to go ahead and drop it now before I even forget. But I am making such a big deal out of this because it's a strawberry super full moon in Sagittarius. If you guys follow astrology, then you know some of the energies that are in alignment with that. I have been doing my own research and learning some valuable information in regards to healing myself, my connection to the planets, the stars, the cosmos, and how I can use that knowledge to create balance and harmony and peace, abundance and wealth into my life. And I decided to make such a big deal about this because we are 6 months into 2022 and we have six more months left. And there are some things that I do desire for myself. I want to create a particular lifestyle. And lately I have been focus on embodying the essence of that, defining what that means to me, what that looks like, and doing a lot of deep inner soul searching, should I say. And this episode is going to be a reflection of that, and also a pivotal point into what it is that I want to create for myself in the future and the upcoming year. So it's very nice to have you guys join me because I will be doing more episodes, creating more content. This is the intention that I have set. I have learned quite a bit within the past couple days in preparation for this super full moon. So that's what I'm going to get into, unravel. And so the special thing is that I made a gem elixir. So I pulled out the crystals. I used a quartz crystal, clear quartz, and a rose quartz. And I charged the crystals up, placed them near some water, let it sit outside in the sun for like 6 hours. And that is the basis of creating an elixir. And what that is, or what that does, is give me the ability to use the energies of the crystals so that I can consume them, intake them, or you can use them topically. You can create a mist out of the elixir, put it in your bath or something like that. Like, it's, you know, just something. I've never even done this before, so that's why I was like, okay, this is just a real treat. I'm making such a big deal out of this. will it work? That is what I am intending. But yeah, so that is what I wanted to share with you guys. And I'm going to see if I can get some music playing I didn't really have all the equipment set up because, like I said, I'm normally not up at this time of the day, or should I say the night. It's about 11 p.m. I wanted to do this earlier, but I slept so good. I feel like I needed the rest. And I think that I like to be up at nighttime. And this is something that is so unusual for me because I would say all of my life I have pretty much operated. I sleep at night and I'm up in the day, you know, doing whatever. But I have been enjoying like the peace and quiet. I would say most of the, you know, population is sleeping at nighttime. There's not a lot of activity going on, and I have just been playing around being up at night doing what. That's another episode. That is another story. But yeah, I am going to do oracle card reading as well, and then whatever else flows, because I am looking forward to, I would say, the next best phase of my life. Increased wealth, health, peace, love, infinite abundance, infinite love, all of the above. So that's what we're going to get into. Okay, so I have some chakra healing, aura cleansing, and balancing music playing in the background while I chit-chat with you guys, tell you some of the discoveries and new foundings that I have come across, what's been coming up for me at this time, as I have been redefining a lot of things in my personal life. In terms of work, relationships, what it is that I value, upgrading and updating my belief systems and who it is that I am becoming. And this has required me to do lots of unlearning and learning something new, you know, just challenging how I perceived life in my youth, you know, before, to trying something new, looking at myself and this planet in a whole new way. And there's so much that I can cover, but I won't even go that deep. But just for example, just realizing that everyone has been under some type of programming and social conditioning. We have ties to ancestry. Some of the stuff may be, you know, unwanted, or it's time to let go of some of those, you know, energies and ways of thinking and operating so that we can move into something new. Just understanding my connection to the earth, the planet, the stars, and how I can be in alignment and in harmony with that. Figuring out what that is, what that looks like, how that feels. Like, this is the work that I have been doing so that I can, you know, I would say be at peace, you know, find happiness, live in joy, prosperity, health, wealth, and abundance, and have supportive relationships. So, that's what's been coming up for me. I even been connecting with some people, I would say pretty distant or far, like they don't even know the value that they have contributed to my life, because we live in a digital age, a digital world. So just you know, connecting with people online and discovering some of the work that they have shared and the success that they have, you know, just appreciating that, because I have been in a place of, I would say, darkness or difficulty and challenges, and I do feel like I am stepping out of that or moving past healing, you know, a new stage in my life. So, you know, I feel very grateful and appreciative, you know, for those that have contributed and supported in whatever way. It's like, we are alive, you know, like, let's find a reason to be happy right now. Let's look for love. Let's embrace being here, because why not, you know? You can give your attention to whatever it is that you want. So I have been intentionally focused on embodying what it is that I want to create for myself, who it is that I want to be lately. And tonight is all about me just dwelling on that. So yeah, there's a lot of things that I want, and that's coming a long way from, I would say, maybe like a few years ago. I really didn't want anything. I was like just not appreciating my desires. So for me to say that, okay, I want, you know, so many different things, or I want to do this, I want to do that, and of course we only have a certain amount of time here on this planet. You never know when your last day is going to come. So it's like, live life to the fullest, you know, what it is that you desire, like, do it now, do it today, believe it, trust it, accept it, allow it. And like, this is the energy that I have been you know, embodying. And it's like, I almost can't even tell you like all the things that I want. You know, it's like, I want a new home environment, preferably 2 or 3, just so that I can expand my mind and, you know, what I thought was possible for me. I want to open up a bed and breakfast hotel and be able to, I would say, assist other people with having housing available too. Like, this should be a normal thing for all of us to have housing and, you know, basic necessities and, you know, food and water, when I would say there's lots of conversation about the lack of that. So I want to tap into infinite abundance, believe in that, resonate with that, and only associate with those who are on the same frequency, because, yeah, there are so many people who don't, or who are not there. But I'm not going to make that, like, I'm not here to save anybody, but I can contribute in my own way. What else I want? Supportive relationships and business partnerships, unlimited amounts of money and resources, just expanding my mind about what it is that I can do and be while I'm here on this planet. Because I came across some information and material that noted how humanity, there's still some activities that humanity partakes in, or energies that exist from 800 years ago, even thousands of years ago. So it's like, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to evolve. I want to pioneer my own path. It's like, why keep repeating the same thing? Like, what's the point? And that's why I say I appreciate having the internet, you know, being able to connect, engage, and interact with people from all across the world at a moment's notice, you know, for fun, for, you know, gaining more knowledge and exposure. And, you know, there's so many benefits to it. So my music keeps stopping. Meanwhile, I'll go ahead and invite you to join the Creative Community, which is a monthly subscription that gives you access to exclusive member-only content right here on the podcast. It includes, oh my gosh, one-of-a-kind experience. I have activations, meditations. We have lots of fun, and entertainment is involved. This is really great for musicians, dancers, teachers looking for any type of inspiration. If you're a content creator, e-commerce entrepreneur, I give wonderful perspective of life. It's very fun, free-flowing, and every month there's something new to dive into. All you have to do is click subscribe on the homepage of the podcast and you're in. Yeah, so I'm also working on creating multiple streams of income, 8 streams, 10, 100, however many that I can handle, because why not? I want overall wellness for myself, and for me right now, that's just living in connection to divine spirit. Inner peace that goes beyond understanding, being able to trust the unknown, dreaming bigger for me, and just me sharing all of this information like about myself and being intimate on this podcast is a big step, is a big move for me. So I am also working on online business endeavors. This is something within my future, and just creating a brand new foundation for this to grow and work out for me. And that's just a little bit of what I am creating and manifesting and working towards in my own life, but more so just focus on the energy or the essence of all this, because I know that it's not just about the external world and acquiring the material things, although this is a part of life, because I would say I am one of the ones who have been on the side of, oh, I'm spiritual and I am not to have or pursue the material things. But as a human being, yeah, there are some things that we need in life, okay, to make it. You don't want to be struggling. You don't want to live in a barbaric time when we're heading into something new and improved. So it's like, I want to take advantage of that. I want to open up to the possibilities that are available to all of us. So I have to, decide and choose. What is it that I want to create? What is it that I'm focused on? What is it that I want to exude and radiate? And just continuing to recalibrate, each and every day, each month, each year, until it's my time to go. So, that's what I wanted to say before we get into the card reading. I'm using the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck. I do not have a tarot deck. I probably will be purchasing some more crystals and card decks in the near future, along with a bunch of other things. I want a couple cars. I want to live this luxurious, I would say outlandish life. But I totally understand that. I know how to appreciate the little things. I do. It's just the fact that I am alive today. I mean, this is a blessing. This is a miracle. So it's like, hey, why not live in a mansion? Why not have a castle? Why not have, the diamonds and the treasures? Because those things are minuscule in comparison to what the universe, goddess, spirit, source, all that is, can offer me. Are these material things, it's only a reflection of my spiritual self, so it's like, yeah, try not to get too lost deep in thought on that one. Let's go ahead, pull a couple cards. You guys can pull out your cannabis, smoke with me, I will be enjoying some sativa. I've been liking it right now, so yeah, this is what I'm rolling up. Thanks for listening, and we will play next time here on the Creative Album. Nikitra Barard, blessings, love, abundance, peace, prosperity to all.